Before us this morning. Morning, James.
Hi, Lizzie. Morning. I'm on Cromwell Road, as you say, and the workers are here already working on the new pool complex here. There's a gas main being dug to go in. But where I'm standing here at the ice rink, it's looking very much closed. There's a derelict tennis court in front of me. The car park has weeds growing up through it. In some respects, it's a bit of a sorry state here, and it's a concern for Terry Tideswell, who's chairman of the town's ice hockey club. At the moment, Terry, there isn't an ice hockey club in Grimsby, is there? Because there's no ice rink.
No, the ice rink has actually been closed for over 6 weeks. So we were sending the people over to Hull to train, but again, that's been closed now for a few weeks' maintenance, so we've nowhere to go.
Will you have an ice rink? Will you have an ice hockey club this time next year?
That depends on what the council decision is today.
Well, that rests with Mick Burnett and your Cabinet. Morning. You're, of course, the Cabinet Member for Tourism and Leisure at North East Lincolnshire Council, as well as the Deputy Leader. Can we have an ice rink here? Can you afford it?
Yeah, Terry's referred to the meeting this afternoon. He's absolutely right. We've got a cabinet report. And I know it's been frustrating for people, but we have council protocols we have to work through. We've now got the report, and there are a number of recommendations in that, and the cabinet will make that. Well, that one of those is recommendations as a decision, and then we'll see where it takes us.
One of the frustrating things about this is that you've known for 5 years that you needed that new equipment. You knew you needed to meet EU regulations, and now you find yourself in this position.
Yeah, it's true, the R22, they would have to replace in January anyway. And that's the problem with the ice rink at Hull. They're having to replace their R22 as well. So it's a common refrigerant gas, so we're just not on our own on that. Yes, and we've always been keen to actually get a new ice rink. In fact, the report actually picks up that very thing, is it gives the vision for a replacement ice rink, and indeed short term to see what we're going to do with the ice rink now.
That's the problem, isn't it? In the short term, you could lose so much momentum with the clubs if you end up building a new one. What's going to happen in the meantime?
Yeah, depending on the decision, but one of the decisions is to put a new ice pad across, and then obviously it gives us a chance to look for another ice rink, which is what we've always committed ourselves to.
I don't want to cast aspersions on this, but it feels like it could be another Scarthabath situation beginning to develop here.
No, the Scarthabath is different entirely. This is actually looking to what we're going to do with the ice rink we've got now, and then the long-term vision to actually get a permanent replacement for a new ice rink.
Can you assure Terry that he will have an ice hockey club here next year?
I can assure Terry on one thing, that the decision will be made today. And we'll do our utmost to actually work with the ice hockey club, and indeed all the other people who use the ice skating rink as well. We're not aware of the problems that it's created by it, so we are aware of it, and we'll do our utmost. We do care, and I have to say that's the frustration with the people who are not involved in local politics. We do have protocols to work to.
It's one of these things, isn't it, that you know, young people use this ice rink. Young people seem to be disproportionately hit today. We're hearing about youth centres being closed in Grimsby. We're hearing all sorts of negative stories. This is something that young people need for the future, isn't it?
Yeah, young people do need it, and I've been many times and presenting prizes. Yeah, absolutely right. And the hockey team that plays here do a sterling job, and therefore we are fully aware of it. That's the advantage of having quality leisure centres. Yes, we was caught out with the refrigerant failure, and we're dealing with it in a professional way. But we do have protocols to work through.
So you have to convince the Cabinet then, Terry, that they need to spend this £200,000 on what is effectively just an interim solution before a new ice rink comes in. Mick Burnett and his Cabinet will be making the decision today. Final words to convince him?
I just hope he makes the right decision and decides to get something done and get our kids back on the ice.
All right, there you are. Mick Burnett, Cabinet Member for Tourism and Leisure at North East Lincolnshire Council. Terry Tideswell, Chairman of the town's Ice Hockey Club. Decision will be made later today, and Radio Humberside will bring it to you.